We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Aleph on Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom. And we're going to start discussing the halachos of Brachos Kriyas Shema. Besides for the Chiyuv to say Shema, Chazal instituted Brachos before and after Kriyas Shema in the morning and Kriyas Shema in the evening. B'shach, Rashi brings down as a pasuk Yishalmi based on a pasuk at Tehillim, where the pasuk says Sheva Bayoim Halaticha Amist Beisakecha, that there's seven times a day that you're going to praise Hashem, which is going on the seven Birchas Kriyas Shema. Altogether, seven Birchas Kriyas Shema. If you look at Tosfos Daf Beis, he asks, what happened to Yiru and Einu? It's another bracha, Ayin Sham. V'shachar mevarich shtayim lefanel. In the morning, you make two brachas before, which is Yotzar and Havarabba. V'achas la'acharei, one afterwards, which is Emes Yatsiv. Then in the morning, there's three brachas, Birchas Kriyas Shema, which ends with the goal of Yisrael. V'erev arach shtayim lefanel, shtayim la'acharei, two before and two afterwards, Hamar v'ravim and Havasaylam, and then Emes Vamuna, and then Hashkivenu. Achas Arucha V'Achaksara. One's long, one's short. What does that mean? So Rashi learns it's going in the Shtayim La'achareh of Arvis. And he says, Emes Vamuna is long. Hashkivenu is short. Tosfos does not like that pshat, because he says Hashkivenu is not short. And Ayin Sham, so he says, it means that you're allowed to say Emes Vamuna in a long version and in a short version, and it's telling the Gemara later on. That we'll see Metz Shem. But that's a shayla. We learn Rashi. Pshat achas aruch v'ksara means one long bracha, one short bracha. Makom she'amru laharich en reshar lekatzer. When you have a long bracha, you're not allowed to shorten it. And lekatzer en reshar laharich. If it's a short bracha, you can't be marich it. Lachtoim, not every bracha ends with another baruch. But if lachtoim, if it has a baruch at the end, like amar v'ravim, you say baruch to Hashem v'chalam Hashem v'dvorim amar v'ravim, then you're in the roof, baruch to Hashem amar v'ravim. So you're not allowed to shloy lachtoim. You can't end without a chesima. Shloy lachtoim brachas don't have a chesima. Which is example is birchas haperis a mitzvahs. You say baruch tov bar pe'et bar pe'adama. You don't say a baruch then or a mitzvah. You say al tilas lulav. You don't have baruch then. Ain't reshar lachtoim. You're not allowed to say a chesima. It's just a klal in hilchas brachas. Zok the gemara. Now more than I was explain which brachas. The Mishnah doesn't give us any inkling which brachas he makes. This is b'shacha. He makes two brachas before and one bracha afterwards. My mevarach. Talking about the morning. This is talking about the morning bracha shtayim lefaneha. Mayim mevarach, what bracha do you make in the morning before Kriya Shema? Omrav Yaakov, Omrav Yitzchak, talking about the first bracha is Yoytza'or Uvayri Chayshach. Zog Vek Demar Kasha, Lema. Omrav Yaakov, Omrav Yitzchak, Yoytza'or Uvayri Chayshach. Lema, Yoytza'or Uvayri Noiga. Vek Demar Kasha, that Chayshach is not a loshon akia. It's not like darkness. It's loshon akia. There's a nicer way of saying dark. It's a noiga. So Gemara's kasha is, why don't you say loshon akia noiga? Yoytzar var noiga. And for the Gemara kechsev karminan, there is a pasuk in Yeshaya that says Yoytzar var chershach oisah shalom var ra ani Hashem oisah kolayla. So the pasuk says Yoytzar var chershach. Want to like the pasuk? Ela miata. You want to like the pasuk? Say oisah shalom var ra then. Not Oyt Shalom Vayra Zakayel, Vayra Ra. That's the pasuk. El Miata, Oyt Shalom Vayra Ra, Mika Amrinan, Kirech Siv, we don't say like the pasuk. El Ksiv Ra, Viksiv Akayel, Karina Akayel, why? Lishna Aliyah, we want to do Lishna Aliyah. So Hachinami, Lema Noga, Lishna Aliyah. He wants to say, Noga, Lishna Aliyah. So, and for Rava, Marava, the reason why we say, Yoytza Ar Vara Chayshach, and why do we say both Ar and Chayshach in the morning? Because we want to be mazkir in the morning, say the Yoim and say the Laila. That Hashem creates both the Yoim and the Laila. And if you say Noiga, the Ritva says, Noiga has a stickle mashmoyes of light as well. It could mean light also. I want to be very clear. So Kedila Haski means Yoim b'Laila, means Laila b'Yoim, therefore you say Chayshach. Now why do we have to be mazkir midas Yoim, midas Laila by day? Zok de Rabbeinu Yoina. From the Rishonim, he says, Pshat is because people think that maybe the Choshech is the one that creates the world, not the Ar. The Ar, you know, the Hashem creates the Ar, but Choshech is its own God, Kilu. It's its own Avodah Zarah, the Choshech. So you want to show, even by day, Hashem creates the Ar and creates the Choshech. The Rishonim brings down a Medrash about this, or Yishalmi about this. He brings down from a Gemara, actually. Who me know? Don't worry, the Rebbe. Misha bara ar lebara chayshach. Misha bara chayshach lebara ar. Shenema yoytzar lebara chayshach. He was saying it sounds like two things. Klay maslam yoytzar lebara chayshach. Maslam kolach v'echad. So he showed, no, the Pasuk says, Hashem Tzavakah Shmoishu Levada Bara Akal. But we want to show that Hashem creates everything, both Choshech and Or, that's why we mentioned both things. And we can't say Noiga, because Noiga could be not Mashma clearly night, it could mean day. So Mishloim Midas Laila B'Yoyim, we say B'Yoyim, both Or and Choshech, by saying, K'doma Yoyitz Or V'Or Choshech. And Midas Yoyim B'Laila Hechi V'Shkachas, lo? And night, in the Bracha, where do you say Yoyim? Amar Abaye, yeah, we say Yoyim also. Goyel or mpre choshech, choshech mpre or. We mention or also, we say goyel or mpre choshech, choshech mpre or. That we mention or by night also. So that's the first bracha. First bracha of Birchas Kriyashma in the morning is Yoyitza or var choshech. What's the second bracha? Vidach mahi. Omra vidomashmua hava rabba. The bracha of hava rabba. Machin or lay rabba, relazal rabba, dos brey, a hava rabba. The bright like that. Ain oimrin a havas olam ella hava rabba. Don't say havas olam, we say a hava rabba. Incidentally, the Rif and the Rosh have the gears the opposite way. Ain oimrin a hava rabba ella havas olam. The bright that we have is ain oimrin a havas olam ella hava rabba. Rabban and Amri havas olam, you say havas olam. The chen oimrin, the pasuk says, va havas olam avtich, akem vashach tir chesed. The pasuk says a havas olam. Therefore, those who shine in Paskin, the Rif and the Rif Paskin that you say have a soilum, because first of all it's the Rabbanon, second of all it's the Brisa, and third of all it's a Pasuk. Tosfos the top of the Amid says since it's Machlokes Hilchos Takinu Loim v'Shachrus have a Rabba uva'arves have a soilum. That's the Tosfos learned. That's why many Ashkenazim say have a Rabba, because Tosfos them with the Bali Ashkenaz and the Rif was the Svardim. So therefore the many Svardim say have a soilum, many Ashkenaz say I have a Rabba. Om Rav Yudam Shmuel. Now, when you say a Hava Rabba, in a Hava Rabba has a shtickle birchas atayra, like Rashi speaks out. It says the same Billy Bainu Bino, Lumoy, Lami, Lishmar, Lassa, the Kayam, Skol, Divisam, Tarasecha, and he has a girsava to Lamde, Chuki, Ritzadecha. That's the girsa that Rashi had in a Hava Rabba. So you have a little bit of birchas atayra in there. So Zokta Gamor, Hudom Ashmuel, Hishkim Lashanis, Achelai, Karakrishma, Tachavarch. If you woke up to learn Taira before you said Shema, you have to make Birchas Torah. Misha Kara Kriyashma, which means after you daven and said Birchas Kriyashma, ain't Tzarech Levarach. You don't have to say Birchas Torah anymore. Shkvar Niftar Bahava Rabba. You're ready with Niftar Bahava Rabba. And we'll speak over Taisis soon when we get to the Gemara a little further. Omer Rav Huna. Now we'll just talk about when do you say, what do you have to say Birchas Torah for? Omer Rav Huna, Lemikro Tzarech Levarach. You want to Chumash, you have to say Birchas Torah. Because that's Torah Shavaksav, that's Iker Torah, straight from Akarish Baruch Hu. Well, in Medrash, ain't Tzarech Levarach, but Medrash, which is Perushe on the Torah, you don't have to say Berchas Torah. That's Rav Huna Shita. Rav Elazar Amar, no, LeMikra uLeMedrash Tzarech Levarach, because at least it has Shaychus to the Mikra. But LeMishnah, ain't Tzarech Levarach. Mishnah, you don't have to say Berchas Torah. Rav Yecher, no, Af LeMishnah, Nami Tzarech Levarach. You have to say even Mishnayis, you have to say Berchas Torah. Av LeTalmud, ain't Tzarech Levarach. But Gemara, you don't have to say Berchas Torah. Rav Elazar Af LeTalmud Tzarech Levarach. And that's what we paskin. Even Talmud has to, you have to say, Birchas Atar. The Omer Abchiyah Ba'ashi, Zim Sagi and have a community to the Rav, the Snuy Pirkin, the Vesafat Be Rav. I was a bunch of times in front of a Rav to learn some Prokim and Sifra the Be Rav. Have a Makdim, he got up, a Komashi Yodai, and he washed his hands, a Barak, and made Birchas Atar, a Masna Pirkin, and taught us Sifra the Be Rav. So bring a Raya that Gemara needs. Birchas Atayra, Frank Der Shash, and all other Achrayim, Sifra Dibei Rav is Sifra. That's Medrash. It's Taras Kahanim. So Rav Shash maybe has a different Girsa. Ayin Sham, Ayin Rav Shash, Meretz Chias, they all handle the Shaila, how's the Raya to Gemara? But the Rav Shash changes the Girsa. That was talking about Gemara. Mai Mevarach, what's Birchas Atayra? Omer Vidom Shmuel, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvayitza V'tzivon Ola Asher K'vidibei Sayra. But there's still a Siyam also. So how do you Messiah? How do you say the Baruch Atayim? Rav Yechim Messiah Bahachi. Harav Noah, Hashem Elokeinu was divrei Sirasucha b'finu, v'fias amcha beit Yisrael, v'nei anachnu v'tzetzeinu v'tzetzei amcha beit Yisrael, kulonu yoyde shemecha v'oyske sarisacha. Kulonu yoyde shemecha v'oyske sarisacha. The Rif has a girsa, the v'loim tarisacha l'shma. Baruch atah Hashem v'lamei teira l'amei Yisrael. That's the first bracha of Birchas Atayra. That is the bracha, according to this man Yom. That is the bracha. Rav Nuna, I have a different bracha of Birchas Atayra. Asher bochem bonim mikol ha'amim, v'nos ha'lor as teira asoy, v'ruch ata Hashem, lo yisena teira. Om Rav Amnuna, zuhi me'ulis of brachas. This bracha of Asher bochem bonim is the better bracha of the two. Why? Because it's Haida'ah. It's the first bracha is a tefillah and saying about a tzivuy. But the second bracha is Haida'ah to Hashem for giving us the Torah. So Hilkach, Zakhti Gemara, Lemerin El Kulu. You say both brachas. Dunam U'ulash of brachas and other brachas say both brachas, brachas of Torah. So let's just go back to the second. We saw that a Hava Rabba, Yoitza Birchas HaTorah would have a Rabba. So Toysa brings down from Yishalmi that you have to learn immediately afterwards in order to be Yoitza. And it sounds like you learn to Yishalmi, every time you have Birchas HaTorah, you have to learn immediately afterwards. Toysa himself argues. He says only by a Hava Rabba, which is not the Ikka Baruch Birchas HaTorah, there you have to learn immediately afterwards. But Birchas HaTorah is Oktoysvis. Make it then you do not have to learn immediately afterwards. It's Yoitza. The whole day, anytime you learn the whole day, we yaitzah the morning's brachas. And Tosfos then asks Akasha that why is it different than Sukkah, that every Suda you sit down in Sukkah, you make an relationship with Sukkah. So everything you learn in Torah, you should ready to make a Birchas HaTorah. And with Tosfos, I'm already digging aside. He says, you never miyayish from Torah. When you're working by a computer, you're learning, you're really learning. You have to stop and do some work. But you're really learning. He says, Shani Torah she'ena miyayish daita d'chol shah odno mechuyiv lumoid. D'chsev v'gisa b'yoyim v'layla. V'hava k'ma yoshu v'koyim l'hefsik. So, achilo is sukkah, you don't have to eat the whole day. No mitzvah to eat the whole day. If you eat, you have to eat in a sukkah. But learning is a mitzvah the whole day. You punk to have a hefsik, you can't do it. But really, you're really not mesiach das from Torah the whole day. And therefore yoytze for the whole day. And then Tosfos goes into bed, sleeping in the sukkah. But Tosfos ends and at the end brings down the minig that people say some sukkah afterwards. It comes from this Yishalmi because you should learn right after Birchas HaTorah. Tosfos brings down the minig to say Birchas Kanim and Eil Dvarim, Shechaprayin Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Because it's a brisa, the last thing is a brisa, so it's like Gemara. Zok to Gemara right though. What?
What does it mean
right after Shema? It means right after Shema, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Kriya Shema is a shayla for Yotze for Kriya Shema. This is how Mishpura handles it. If you have a mind for Kriya Shema, for learning, could be for some sheet that you are Yotze. I think the Goyin holds you are Yotze, or maybe the Goyin holds it out. I'm not sure which way the Goyin holds, but there's some shayla for Kriya Shema that could be Yotze. So to Gemara Vayit, the Tan Hasam, we learn a Mishnah in Talmud again. For those who learn Talmud, remember this Mishnah. Tan Hasam, Omer Lehem Hamnuna. The Hamnuna is a scan, and he's getting everyone ready to start the day. And this happens after they ready with Masada, they varam on the kevesh, and they salted it. And they came down, they're going to say Shema and Davin. And this was actually before Nates, because once Nates started, they had to already start the Avodah. So even though it wasn't L'chachila to say Shema so early, but they said Shema right after Lo Yisashachem. Om Lam Amnuna. It tells them, Baruch Hu Bracha Achas, make one bracha of the Birchas Kriya Shema, we'll see which one it is. V'heim Baruch Hu. They made one bracha of the Birchas Kriya Shema. V'karu Aseres Adibris. They lay in the Aseres Adibris, Shema, V'hoyam Shemaya, and V'yoymer. Then Baruch Hu Esa'am, then they said together with the Om, they said these brachas, Gimel brachas, Emes V'yatziv, V'avoida. There's a special bracha called Avoida, which is goes by Kurtzei Hashem Elokeinu, and it ends off either Baruch HaMakabal Avoidas Am Yisrael Baratzin, or She'oischa Levadcha V'yirin Avoid. And then they said, Ubrichas Kahanim. What does Brichas Kahanim mean? So Rashi sounds like it means Levarachas Am, but Tosfos says it was not the Ducha on this thing. And Tosfos says it's just Birchas Kahanim. What does that mean? Look at Tosfos Rosh. It means they said, Birchas Kahanim means they said, Yivarecha Hashem Yishvarecha, and then they said Sim Shalom afterwards. That's Tosfos Rosh says. That's what Birchas Kahanim means. Uveshabes, receiving bracha achas, the Mishmar Yoytze. Make another bracha special for the Mishmaris to ask a Shalom for the Mishmar. We'll see later on, tomorrow's Amid, about what the bracha for the Mishmar is. But our Gemara is going to concentrate now, what was the bracha achas, the one bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema that the Mishmaris, that the Kahanim of the Mishmah of the day that we're going to do Avodah, which one bracha? They didn't have time to say all davening. They only did a very concise davening, a smallish davening. And they only made one bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema before Shema. Which bracha was that? My bracha achas. So the Gemara, Kehodar of Abba, Rav Yisi, Bar Abba, Iklahu Asro. They came to a certain city. Boyu Manai, my bracha. They asked, the Mishnah says in Talmud, bracha achas. What my bracha achas? Loyav Evidai. They weren't sure. Also Shaila Rav Masna, Loyav Yodai, he didn't know. Also Shaila Rav Yehuda, Amalhu, Hokham Shmuel, Ahava Rabba. It's the bracha of Ahava Rabba. That's what Shmuel said. That's the one bracha they made. Rav Zeko, Rav Ami, Rav Shimon, Lokish, Yoitzar. He said the bracha is Yoitzar. So Machlok is Shmuel and Rav Zrika. Kyosav Yitzchav Yoitzav, Mahad Rav Zrika, Lava Ferish Itma. It's not a first Rav Zrika. El Machlok Itma. We figured it out of, you know, process of elimination. Don't Rav Zrika or Rav Ami, or Rav Shimon Lakish, because he said on this Mishnah, Rav Zrika said a memra on this Mishnah in Talmud, Zoy Semeres, Bracha Semak Vazu Azu. That they make one bracha is a raya that two brachas not ma'akev each other. You can say one without the other one. It's not ma'akev. That's what he said on this Mishnah. So we said like this. If he said that memra must be Yotzar and not a Havarabba, why? Iyam Vishlam Yotzar Hava Amri Hainu the brachas in ma'akev zuazu. Then you see it's a raya, it's not ma'akev zuazu because there's no zman for a Havarabba. And if he said Yotzar, it must have been already after Alois, you could say Yotzar. And that they don't say a Havarabba is a raya, it's not ma'akev. Hainu the brachas in ma'akev zuazu, lo kama a Havarabba. Eli Amr to have a rabba. If the one bracha was have a rabba, Eli Amr to have a rabba of Amri, my bracha is in ma'akev zuazu. What's the raya? Bracha is not ma'akev zuazu. Dilma, you're not supposed to say one bracha after the other one, but here, Dilma, haid lo Amr yetzar, mishin lo yimot zman yetzar. Maybe because it didn't reach zman yetzar yet. It wasn't zman to say it yet. They were saying it early. It wasn't zman to say it yet. Chimot zman yetzar, Amri, they would have said it. So it's not a riot. It's not that you let us stay without the other one. The only reason let us stay without the other one over here is because it wasn't the Zman yet. So it's only Mechlala that's Yotzar. From that they said, Eimak v'zu v'zu, which would only be a Raya if the Bracha they said was Yotzar, because if it's a Havarabba, it's not a Raya. So then, that's the whole way we knew that the Bracha Achas is Yotzar. Because of the Memra that they said, from here we see, the Bracha is Eimak v'zu v'zu. Like big deal, so it's mechlala. Modern kibbutz, mechlala, teferish, same thing. Zakhtamar, no. The mechlala, if it's that cloud, then have a way to slug up the whole raya. He really holds, Ilma have a rabba of Amri. They said I have a rabba. V'chidmat zman yotzar of Amri lay. Maybe taka when they reached the zman yotzar after Nate's, they said yotzar. So what does it mean? Zoy sameres imak v'zu azu. It's not a raya here because you can't say it. Umay brachas imak v'zu azu, say their brachas. All they were saying is, you see from here, that the Seder is not ma'akev. You could say Havarabba before Yotzar. But it's not a, but it doesn't mean Akva Zuzu. It means Seder Bracha Akva Zuzu. And really could be a Havarabba. So it comes out that we're first a Shmuel to Havarabba. Rav Zarek is not Mefurish that it's Yotzar.